Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Brill. Our top local story. Riverside County Sheriff's investigators remain in a cemetery in Paris where three bodies were found near a gravesite earlier today.
In a tweet from a department spokesperson that came out just a few moments ago, they called this a triple homicide, confirming that the victims are three adult men. No other details made available. These bodies were found around 10:15 this morning on the grounds of Paris Valley Cemetery. The cemetery has been closed off to the public while homicide investigators are on the scene processing it. At this point, it remains unclear how the men died or what the motive was. We are trying to get some more information from the Riverside County Sheriff's Department.
Stretch of Olympic Boulevard shut down for more than 2 hours as crews dealt with a natural gas leak that forced the evacuation of people living nearby.
At one point, you could smell the aroma of natural gas for almost two blocks near Olympic and Gramercy Street. LA Fire Department Battalion Chief Rod Suter said the initial concerns that a major gas main pipe was broken turned out to be unfounded.
It seemed like it might have been a feeder line into the building, so they were able to locate that by using their jackhammers, break through the concrete, and locate the leak.
20 people from a nearby condo complex had to be evacuated, but should be back at their homes later as the repair work continues.
We're going to keep one of our engine companies on scene to stand by and assist them as they need to repair that line. We've been able to safely move all the people out of the building. And as of right now, nobody needs rehousing. They've all left the scene and go do other stuff.
Cause of the pipe leak is still under investigation by Southern California Gas. In Koreatown, Pete DeVetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Santa Clarita man had been on that cruise ship quarantined for coronavirus in Japan, now in an isolated hospital room in Nebraska. Channel 7 reports Carl Goldman had been evacuated from the ship and was on a flight to Travis Air Force Base in Northern California when he developed a fever. Investigators, volunteers, and family and friends, their ninth day of searching for a missing Malibu woman. 53-year-old Julia Snyder hasn't been seen since the night of February 8th. Relatives say she has bipolar disorder and does not have her medication with her. She was last seen near her home on Ocean View Drive, which is being rebuilt after being deployed in the Woolsey Fire 2 years ago. Snyder is white with long, straight blonde hair. She's 5'7" and weighs 140 pounds. When she disappeared, she was wearing a white shirt and flannel pajama pants. Southern California has had much less rain than usual to start the new year. January and February could combine to be the driest on record in Southern California.
What we see is a large ridge of high or dome of high pressure parked offshore or over the American West, and it sends all that rainfall farther north. And of course, one of the results is that the Northeast has been having a frigid winter, and so that's one of the characteristics of drought in the West.
Retired climatologist Bill Patzer telling KNX the region has been in a long-term drought. He says 14 of the past 21 years had below average rainfall. Patzer says the American Southwest has had these periods of long-term drought, but does say climate change is probably a factor right now. If you can imagine living in a space the size of a storage locker, it's possible you'll find your affordable Southern California dream home. And you'll find it online.
This might sound crazy, but it's true. You can buy everything needed to build a so-called tiny house on Amazon. They're, 400 square feet in size, roughly. They weigh thousands of pounds. Still, most of them include free shipping and true Amazon fame. And this YouTube reviewer has been checking them out.
I don't know if I could live my whole entire life in one of these things. I think I'm just too claustrophobic. But the bathroom's adorable.
That's Christina Smallhorn. Amazon's tiny homes are between 10 and 50 grand. Now, they have been growing in popularity, especially since California and several SoCal cities passed rules making many of these homes legal.
One of the other main reasons why people decide to live in a tiny home is because they're wanting to leave a smaller carbon footprint.
Well, that might be one reason, but in Santa Monica, Glendale, Long Beach, small house supporters say that these tiny homes are really the solution to SoCal's housing shortage. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
6-year-old girl is recovering from a mountain lion attack in the Bay Area. She was on a trail with a group over the weekend at Rancho San Antonio Open Space Preserve when this big cat jumped out of the bushes and grabbed the back of her legs with its claws. An adult chased that mountain lion off. The girl did suffer some minor injuries. One park official says mountain lion attacks on people are rare, and this is the first known attack on that preserve. The woman who hikes there regularly tells CBS San Francisco she has a walking stick and whistle just in case it ever happens to her.
Makes me very sad for the family, obviously, but also for the wildlife, because I know this park is very, very popular, and I feel like we're loving it to death. There's just so many people here. On most days, you can't even get parking.
Preserve is now closed as wildlife officials search for that mountain lion.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.